Just a fantasy.
Thank you. Explores 1990s indie classics, recently exhumed underground gems. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Tune in if you're a slacker, loser, or creep for an hour of positively nostalgic triggers and some new stuff too. On CJSF 90.1 FM or streaming at cjsf.ca.
And welcome back. That last track before the break was by Hungby. It's a song called Humming here on CJSF 90.1 FM. I never actually played that that show promo before. I don't actually know who hosts it. I don't really know much about it. I like the name Noise of Carpet, but whoever they got, I wonder if that's the host. Maybe that's actually just the host. But it sounds like there was three hosts to talk about the show promo. It seems like they maybe, like, got someone with some real, you know, real nice, you know, lecturing voice. Like, that sounded pretty cool. I kind of wanted to do something like that eventually. I mean, I'm technically, because of how inconsistent my school schedules can be, I'm kind of, like, on the open slot right now. That's kind of what open mic is for me. But I would want to do a show at some point. I mean, I just don't know how I would, you know, I feel like there's so many good shows and so many good formats here, and I feel like I haven't really found my own style yet. I mean, I'm sure I have implicitly, but, you know, food for thought. Can you imagine if I, like, paid for some, like, you know, are you guys familiar with that, that, like, app called Cameo where you can, like, you can pay celebrities, basically, to, like, show you out and, like, say happy birthday or something. Can you imagine if I got, like, Gustavo Fring from Breaking Bad to, like, you know, introduce my show every week? Like, if that was, like, something I, like paid, fivered him and, like, hired him to, like, record. Anyway, food for thought anyways. I'm excited this week. The snow's finally back. Been waiting all damn season to use my friggin' snowboard, and finally, we're gonna be able to. My roommate hasn't even gotten a chance to pick up his pass yet that he paid for, and that's crazy because it's almost April. I mean, it's not almost April, but, you know, we're well into March, you know, like, spring skiing should be, like, you know, we should be going by now, you know, but, you know, as it is, you know, wasn't the year for it. I probably should have known that it was a La Nina year, so it probably would have been wise not to buy a pass this year, but hopefully I'm going to try to get some things going. I'm this coming weekend is my birthday. I know. Thank you. Thank you very much. I will be turning 24 years old. As some of you might know, it's the year of the dragon, so this is my year to thrive, you know? It's my year to prosper. And so I got a busy week ahead of me. Not much time set aside to do the actual responsibilities I have to do, but, you know, your boy's trying to get some skiing, snowboarding in, you know, go up to Grouse. And if you guys have a Grouse pass, you know, let's all go. Let's all mob Grouse. Apparently, got some clips for a skateboarding video over the summer, and apparently that that premiere is happening this weekend on Saturday at Antisocial. My homie Daisy, she put together this whole video, and after months of filming, has finally finished the video part. The video part will be called Fruitopia. Your boy's got one trick in it. It's a nose slide. Sorry to spoil it for you, as if you guys were going to go, but if you guys live on Main Street, know where Antisocial's up, this weekend on Saturday, video premiere. It'll be a good time. I think there's so many skaters in this video. I saw a little preview of it. Daisy's got so many friends, and so there's so many different videos. So I'm trying to go to that. And this week, I'm also trying to make a trip to Victoria. Some of my best skating buddies are in Victoria, and they're also off doing filming their own thing, which is always super cool. And so, you know, what better way to spend my birthday skating? I think that's what I, you know, envision doing, you know? I mean, it's nice to spend time with friends, but, you know, sometimes I just kind of want to, you know, hang out with the boys and just push around on little toy pieces of wood and, you know, get buck, as they were say. So that's what I've got planned this week for me. And yeah, I mean, you know, things are looking up. Age 24. It's crazy because, like, someone at my restaurant told me that 24 was the turning point for them. One, it's like, well, now you're in your mid-20s, you know, and it's like, you know, for some of you guys, I know you guys listen to radio, you guys are probably really old, you know, no, I'm just kidding, but, you know, for me, it's, like, the big deal, but for him, he was saying that, like, 24 was the breaking point where it's, like, people stop calling him, oh, you know, that, like, nice boy over there, like, helped me with so-and-so, pointing me where the washroom was, it was, like, oh, that man over there, and it's, like, whoa, you know, like, crazy, you know, I've got some very childlike features, you know, kind of a child at heart, you know, I'm the kid who never grew up a little bit, but, you know, yeah, I don't know, this year's gonna make a man out of me or something. Anyways, I'm kind of coming down to the bottom of the hour, and I want to play some more songs, so I'm just gonna play songs for the rest of the show. But if you like what you heard, once again, I've been Varian. I'm your host of Mike, and you like what you heard, be sure to tune in again next week. I'll be on at the exact same time, Tuesdays at 3, so be sure to tune in again. I will have other things to tell you about my weekend, I'm sure. Let's get into some more music here. I've got a song by Hiko titled Hiko. So here we go, Hiko on CJSF 90.1 FM. Enjoy.
breaking.